Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky. We all know how important it is to brush our teeth and have good oral hygiene. As a matter of fact, I even brush my dog's teeth. Now, they have beef flavored toothpaste. I'm not going to be using that anytime soon. And as a matter of fact, it's starting to make me wonder not only what is in my dog's toothpaste, but what's in our toothpaste and what are ingredients that we must avoid and what are the best toothpaste brands if you want to be healthy and natural like Lisa Barris. Hello, dear. Welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Oh, boy. You know, good oral health is, of course, essential to our overall health, as we know. And before I get into the toothpaste, I want to quickly tell you, even your toothbrush, it's important to pay attention to that, because the average toothbrush can contain 10 million bacteria, including E. coli and staph. So it's funny how we really wash everything in our house and our dishes. We wouldn't eat on dirty dishes, but we don't really pay attention to that. There was a study from the University of Arizona that found bacteria and viruses from toilet spray could settle on surfaces in the bathroom. An English study found these diarrhea-causing bacteria from a lidless flush flew as high as 10 inches above the toilet. So a good rule of thumb, close the toilet seat, keep that closed. And also, I love to sanitize my toothbrush. I use the UV. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. The BioLife makes a UV sanitizer for your toothbrush that eliminates 99% of germs, and I definitely recommend that from a biological perspective. And then we get into the chemicals, of course, that we're being exposed to in our toothpaste, which a lot of people don't think about. But I want to go through five toxins that you really should be avoiding in your toothpaste, in my professional opinion, starting with fluoride. Now, that's very controversial. A lot of people, you know, feel that fluoride is good for your teeth, but there's been so much controversy about fluoride. And the fluoride that's added to toothpaste, sodium fluoride, is very toxic when ingested at high levels and, in fact, has warning signs. You've probably seen the warning signs on the toothpaste bottles. Keep out of reach for children under 6 years of age if it has fluoride. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional help or contact a poison control center. And they even have skull and crossbones when they're shipping fluoridated toothpaste on the boxes. So fluoride, to me, in my opinion, is not necessary. We get enough of it through our food if we're eating a healthy diet. And even the water today, they've just now lowered the recommended amount of fluoride in the water because of problems with dental fluorosis, which is the spotting of teeth that's happening. The white spots on your teeth, that pitted look. And it's also been linked to bone cancer and a host of issues. So fluoride in your toothpaste, I'd say that's, you know, a personal choice. I don't use it. Don't have any cavities and have been fine for over 15 years of not using it. And the second ingredient would be saccharin. I think that's pretty much a no-brainer, and I'm sure everyone listening is pretty well aware of that.
Artificial sweeteners, no-no.
A big no-no, right? But it's hiding in a lot of toothpaste to give it that sweetness. Saccharin has been linked to bladder cancer, and you know, these chemicals have absolutely no benefit to our body and can lead to health problems. Even brain tumors, lymphoma, and rodents have been linked with high consumption of artificial sweeteners. So what you could look for instead is stevia, which is a natural sweetener that you'll find in toothpaste nowadays, and also xylitol, which
I just saw xylitol. Love it. In
my favorite. I love it.
Yeah, I figured.
Tom's of Maine has xylitol in one of theirs. Maybe it's more, but I was impressed because I love xylitol.
I love xylitol, and that's a great point with Tom's of Maine. I will say with Tom's of Maine, you do have to be careful because they have so many different varieties of toothpaste. Some of them have fluoride. Some of them have some of the ingredients I'm going to mention, and some of them don't. You really have to be a label reader even when it comes to your toothpaste. Okay. So going down the list, next would be sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, which was originally used in the cleaning industry to clean garage floors. So it's not really something we want in our toothpaste. It has that nice foaming effect. So when you use a traditional toothpaste, you're used to that sudsy feel. So when you switch to a natural brand, you kind of have to get used to it. I know I did. It doesn't suds up as much. But those that SLS is known to cause microscopic tears in the mouth, and that can lead to canker sores. So you want to look for SLS-free. They'll put it right there on the label for you. And glycyrrhizin is an ingredient that you can look for. It's derived from licorice root, and it actually lathers and disperses the ingredients just as good as SLS. Okay, moving on, and I know, Andrea, you're going to probably have something to say about this ingredient, but carrageenan, which comes from red seaweed, and it sounds like it would be healthy, but there are many studies now that are linking this to gastrointestinal inflammation, right? Yeah. Ulcers, and even colon cancer in laboratory animals. The American Diabetes Association links it to insulin resistance and glucose intolerance in mice. So that ingredient, I've seen that in Tom's of Maine as well. And so that, I would say, avoid if you can. I think the jury's still out because you'll find a lot of people that are pro using that and a lot of people that aren't. It's from seaweed, so it sounds healthy, but there's just too many studies, in my opinion, to risk it. And then moving on to number five, which would be propylene glycol. And this is the main active ingredient in antifreeze. And it's also used in toothpaste. It's a petroleum-based chemical, and why it's in there is it softens the cosmetic products. So it's not just in toothpaste. It's in a lot of personal care products. But propylene glycol is linked to damage of the central nervous system, liver, and heart, and we do not want that in our mouth. So those are the ingredients.
That's also known as PEG, right? Lisa, I know you did a lot of shows with David on it, so that's also known as PEG, right? Okay.
Exactly. So PEG, propylene glycol. And we just want to avoid that in general. So some of the brands that I really like and recommend are Nature's Gate, Earth Paste. Mm-hmm. Earth Paste is a clay-based toothpaste, so again, you're not going to get that foamy, sudsy feel, but you'll get used to it. Kiss My Face has really good ones. Neem is great. Neem is actually Do you love Neem?
I do. I use their toothpaste. I like it a lot. Terra Naturals, right?
Yes. It's from a tree in India, and it is shown to prevent gum disease, cavities. It's antifungal and antibacterial. It's just so good. So even if you make your own toothpaste, which is another thing that you can do to save money and make sure that you're getting pure ingredients, you can actually add neem oil. So a good toothpaste recipe would be using coconut oil, maybe some sea salt and or baking soda, and then you could add a little stevia to make it sweet, and then it really you could go with any essential oil. So if you wanted cinnamon flavor, you could add cinnamon oil and some tea tree oil and or neem, you know, kind of make up what works for you. And are you familiar with oil pulling?
Yep, definitely. I've did it for a long time, actually. But Lisa, before you go on to oil pulling, I'm going to name one more ingredient that we need to keep out of our toothpaste. And I know toothpaste like Aquafresh and Crest have it or artificial colors, which they do add to toothpaste. So that would be number six. So Lisa had five, and I'm adding another one, which is number
you.
Six.
Thank you. Bonus and very important, number six.
So let's move on to coconut, to oil pulling. Sorry, go ahead.
Oil pulling, I was doing it every day, too, and it's amazing. It's actually based on a 5,000-year-old Ayurvedic science. So it's great for oral health, and it's basically, the point is you in the morning before you do anything, before you brush your teeth, you swish either coconut oil, sesame oil, or sunflower oil in your mouth for about 15 to 20 minutes. And what this does is it pulls toxins. It's fat soluble with the oil, so it pulls toxins out, and it's been shown to improve acne, headaches, whiten your teeth, even clear up liver imbalances. And you can add peppermint oil to make it, you know, kind of minty and fresh, and it's such an amazing thing to do. You'd have to brush your teeth afterwards, of course.
Yeah, one of the things I recommend with oil pulling, I know we're out of time, but would be to start small. I was doing a tablespoon, but you could start with a teaspoon because when you're putting oil in your mouth and you're swishing, sometimes you can get the gag reflex. So just my own experience, start with a teaspoon, work your way up to a tablespoon. But I do love it, and I think it's amazing. And it also helps prevent those cavities, which I think is key. Lisa, thank you so much. Always so much information and great information. You can learn more at Lisa at ronandlisa.com. And you can follow her and Ron on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, and switch to a natural, organic, non-GMO toothpaste. Stay well.